For decades, Americans could browse a catalog, choose a home, and order it by mail.
Lots of people made bungalows, English cottage-style houses, Dutch colonials, and regular colonials.
From 1908 to 1940, Sears sold about 75,000 mail-order homes. Judith Chabot runs the blog Sears House Seeker. The catalogs featured hundreds of house styles, from around $200 to $6,000. Instructions and pre-cut materials arrived via train. The process was supposed to save time and money, plus cut down on waste.
They were made as all the homes were back then, with really solid, big strength wood, and they weren't cutting corners at all. These are not flimsy homes.
She's part of a team researching and documenting Sears houses that still exist today.
One of our researchers called it like a big treasure hunt for us. It's, you know, oh, look, it's kind of like birding also, you know, like, oh my gosh, I found an Avalon, or oh, I found a Wesley, you know, and then you check that one off your list.
The Holbrook House in College Park, Maryland is a Sears house built in 1927. And 10 years ago, a Sears house sold in D.C. for just over $1 million. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.